welcome. This is God is in This, the podcast ministry of Bethany First Church, United Church of Christ in Bethany, Connecticut. For more than 270 years, our congregation has gathered in covenant to worship, grow, and serve, grounded in faith and open to the Spirit's movement in our time. As an open and affirming church, we believe every person is created in the image of God and fully welcomed here. Across every race, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, ability, and background. Each episode features a Sunday sermon from our pastor, the Reverend Jonathan Paradis, or from a guest preacher. A message rooted in Scripture, shaped by justice, and alive to the questions of today. Whether you're walking the dog, commuting to work, folding laundry, or simply pausing for a breath, we're grateful you've chosen to spend this time with us. Here at Bethany First Church, we believe God shows up, not only in the sanctuary, but in the struggle, in the doubt, in the joy, and in the everyday. So wherever you are, and however you're listening, welcome. This is God is in This.
Let us pray. Holy God, as your people stood at the edge of the Jordan, you called them to prepare their hearts, to be made ready for what you are about to do. Now we stand at the threshold of your word. Open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our spirits to receive your truth. By your Spirit, make us ready now, not just to listen, but to follow, not just to believe, but to become a people shaped by your covenant of love. Speak to us now, O God, for we are listening. Amen. Welcome again, friends, those here, those online, those new, those less new. This summer, we've been moving through ancient stories with a clear and steady idea. God is in this. From the vastness of creation to the newness of the garden, to the confusion of the flood, the calling to a new home, and the calling back to come back home. Even in the struggle of the wilderness, God called us to a covenant. We've been watching the people of God. We've seen them as they wrestle with life, identity, justice, and trust. And today we stand at another crossing. The Israelites are at the Jordan River. They've wandered for 40 years, and it's been 40 years since their parents crossed the Red Sea. They have wandered in the desert for 40 years. They've tasted freedom, but carried trauma. They've received commandments, but struggled to live them. They have been literally fed by God, but still craved the food of Egypt. Now they're told, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. They're being invited not just to cross a river, but to step into new identity. Remember Jacob, how after wrestling on the Jabbok, he became Israel? And so are we. This is the crossing before the conquest. But we can't talk about this crossing without naming what's ahead. Because on the other side of Jordan lies Canaan, a land already inhabited. And what follows in the book of Joshua is what's often referred to as holy conquest. It's a difficult and deeply uncomfortable part of Scripture. A superficial reading will say that God tells Joshua to lead the people into the land and to drive out the Canaanites. There are battles, sieges, and commands that seem to suggest that violence was divinely sanctioned. Many have wrestled with this, and many have misused it. The idea that God approved of violent conquest in the name of holiness has fueled colonization, genocide, apartheid, and nationalism. That's the hammer that keeps showing up from Amazon. It's been used to justify the taking of the land, the erasure of people, and the silencing of cultures. It's insidious because it pretends to be sacred. It wraps domination in the language of destiny. So let me be clear. I said this last week, and I want to repeat it again. The promise of God was never about creating a political nation state. It was never about conquest. It was about creating a holy people. It was about holiness over the land. From the very beginning, the covenant was relational. Yes, the land was part of the promise, but not as a tool of supremacy. Abraham was promised the land, to live within it, not to own it. God made this promise to him, and when Abraham died, still a nomad, he had to purchase his burial plot, the land that was meant to be a place where God's people could live differently, live holy lives, not just free from Pharaoh, but free from the patterns of empire. Holiness wasn't about dominance. Holiness was about reflection, reflecting God's justice, mercy, and love. This is why the Israelites were given not just the Ten Commandments, but a whole set of laws, Sabbath laws to teach rest and resistance, laws about harvesting to ensure the hungry were fed, laws about Jubilee to return the land and restore equity, laws about foreigners and how to live in peace with them. The laws weren't for the foreign people to follow. They were for the Israelites to follow in honor of God. There are laws about clean and unclean, to teach reverence for the body and boundaries of community. The Levitical codes weren't meant to control. They were meant to consecrate, to make the people distinct, compassionate, just, and holy. If you know about history, you know that this perspective was not the norm at the time. God's goal was not military success. It was a covenant of faithfulness. It was about identity. So what are we crossing into? So here we are today in our own moment of crossing. We're not standing at the Jordan River, but we're standing at a threshold. Here at Bethany First Church, good things are happening. We're seeing new faces, hearing new voices. We're praying with more honesty and leading with more courage. We're becoming more aware of who we are and not who we are not. But I wonder if today might be our Jordan River moment. Take a moment to pause and ask, have you felt that our recent past has been a time of wandering in the desert? Are we happy just wandering in the desert? Or are we ready to live with purpose? Are we glad just to survive? Or do we desire to become a holy people? Because here's the truth. We can go through all the motions of church, sing, pray, preach, serve, and still be stuck. We can be busy and active and still spiritually wandering. The question isn't, are we growing? The question is, are we being consecrated? Are we being made ready for what God wants to do among us? We have been called to consecrate ourselves. Joshua said, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. He didn't say build an army or strategize your attack. He said, be made holy, be made ready. And that's the call. That's our call. Not to become a bigger church, not to gain influence or power, but to become a people who live with holiness and purpose. To be a church that follows the Spirit, that listens to the margins, that names injustice, that welcomes the excluded, that prays with tears and praises with joy, that moves forward not with fear, but with faith. Where we've been and where we're going. Over the past year, our worship themes have been building to this. God's inclusive grace revealed in Epiphany, listening to God and following in our actions in Lent, and the transformation of love during Easter. Now, in the heart of summer, we declare, God is in this. That was never meant to be a slogan, but it's a conviction of my heart. My life has proven to me that in all uncertainty and in all our becoming, God is always near. That when we don't know what comes next, God is still making a way. But that means we have to choose. Will we keep wandering in the comfort of the familiar, or will we consecrate ourselves and step forward into something holy? And I close with this today. Our crossing, what does all of this mean for us today? For me, for you, for us, for your life, for your family, our communities, we're not standing at the Jordan River, but we are crossing a threshold all the time. From one season of life to the next, from grieving to healing, from fear to trust, from complacency to commitment, from individualism to a beloved community. The question is not, where are we going? The question is, who are we becoming? Because God is not in the conquest. God is in the consecration. God is not in the status quo and routine. God is in the growth beyond the comfortable. God is in the preparation of our hearts to be a holy people. Not perfect, but in grace. And that's scary. And I hope you understand that God does not require you to be perfect. God requires you to be present. God requires you to live a life set apart for love, justice, and grace. May it be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany First Church. If you're nearby, we'd love to welcome you in person. Worship is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. right here at 511 Amity Road in Bethany, Connecticut. To learn more about our ministries, upcoming events, or ways to support our mission, visit bethanyfirstchurch.org or follow us on social media at Bethany First Church. We're so glad you joined us, and we hope something in this message stays with you. Until next time, may you walk with courage, live with compassion, and always remember, God is in this. Thank you.